can't make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Welcome back in the cover two, everybody. Woo! Segment's off to a good start.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes we don't realize the mic is hot. Delete Very that hot. Out in post-production. Some hodgepodge stuff in segment three. Just a couple quick hitters. Not a lot of time take here. Bricks, West Virginia is complaining about travel in the Big 12. Couldn't have seen that coming. Anybody look at a map?
Yeah, that's stupid. That's on you. That's a you problem.
That is a you problem. Hey, guys, Boise State's got a problem with traveling to UConn. Can we rethink this?
Right. You know, it's like, you know,
we didn't see this one coming. We didn't think it would be that big a deal. Just, you know, get on a bus and drive. The New York Giants aren't.
Yeah, the New York Giants join the AFC West have a problem with going out west. I mean, come on, dude. If you wanted to stay in the East, you should have stayed in the Big East.
It's like when the Thrashers moved to Winnipeg like 2 years ago, the NHL, and then everyone was like, "What? The Panthers are gonna have to fly to Winnipeg?" Like, yeah. Yeah, you should probably fix that. Probably shouldn't have Winnipeg and Central Canada in the Southeast Division of the Eastern Conference.
Right. You also probably shouldn't have Southern American hockey teams.
They make it work, man.
Some make it work.
I almost call them the North Stars. The Dallas Stars are still making it work.
Dallas Stars make it work. The Coyotes.
Coyotes make it work.
Sell out games.
Yep.
But Panthers, you know, when you have St. Louis down there in Tampa winning championships, and that team still does not sell out.
It doesn't draw a lot.
That's a problem.
The Panthers, I don't know what their draw is, but it's the most boring watch in the world. And I don't know if like just nobody goes, but there's not. Bruce Jacobs jokes all the time about how like there are no real Devil fans and how there's no like energy in a Devil building.
Right.
It's largely true. And so when the Devils and the Panthers played each other in what was like a pretty exciting hockey series last year's playoff. It was the most boring television I've ever seen. There's like no life. It was like eight people watching this great hockey game. Yay.
Right. You know, and fan participation is absolutely a huge thing in
atmosphere. What sport do you think is helped most by the fan? Like if the fans are into it, makes the game like 20 times better.
There are two. I would say college basketball and playoff Major League Baseball. When you're looking at
baseball's not a bad one, especially in the playoffs, yeah.
Because there's so much anticipation involved in baseball, and there's so much tension and nerves, and when a place is going crazy and you're waiting for this dude to get back into the batter's box with a 1-2 count in the bottom of the eighth, that's all fan participation.
And you know what? You give Fox credit for developing the let's jump cut to fans, find like eight of them who are screaming and try and make this look interesting. It's like if you look back, it's a concrete thought process they went through to try and make baseball television more interesting.
Oh,
and that was part of it. And I think hockey, by the way, is great when the fans are
You know
involved.
What's a great one is soccer, because I'm sitting here like, what can we do to get this game to stop?
We
it's
could
so
kill
boring.
Somebody.
Let's kill somebody or throw flares onto the field. That'll end this game for at least a time period. So I have to give the fans props for that. Great sport, Joe. I'm glad you're behind it.
Low blow.
We got other stuff?
Low blow, cheap shot. No, I thought that was it. We were just
talking
head
West
out.
Virginia.
We're good.
Fans.
West Virginia. West Virginia college sports, and then we're out. Jeffrey Loria wrote a letter and did some interviews defending the decision to, I don't know, sell everyone good in his team and suck ass for the next decade.
Yeah, that's not a good move.
It's not a good business, but we've talked about how bad a business plan it is. It's just at this point, Loria, just shut your mouth. Nobody wants to hear you try and justify selling everyone as though, well, we lost some money, so we needed to make it up for the future. Really? How about the city of Miami, who just bought you a new stadium? They don't, you know.
Right.
They're
Listen,
cool.
And Jeffrey Loria.
Everyone in that city is doing well money-wise. Sorry.
Jeff, it's not a good look. I don't know what you're supposed to do if you're Jeffrey Loria. You know, you have to do something to try to rebuild. You're not going to go out and say, listen, I duped you. You all got duped.
That is the truth.
You
right?
are duped people.
We believe that's the truth, right?
That is, yes, 100%. But you don't go out and say that.
Which is the greatest?
Thinly veiled, my friend.
This is going to be a weird word. Which is the greatest dupe job? Renaya Atuiasosopo or Jeffrey Loria stealing like $100 million from the city of Miami?
Please. It's for an attitude, yes.
I think so too, but there's a dollar value attached to Loria's that makes it
interesting. Rumor has it Ashton Kutcher has been on suicide watch ever since Renaya Tuiasosopo punked the world so badly that he has been forgotten about. I heard Renaya Tuiasosopo will be the leading man on Two and a Half Men next season.
That would be interesting. He could play so many characters.
Right.
He's so versatile. This is great television right here.
Right. One,
do like a one-person show.
He is all two and a half.
John Cryer's gone. The little kid's gone. He's just doing the whole show by himself. It's going to be great. It's like the clumps.
One is Tuiasosopo. The other is Manti Te'o. And then there's like a half-confused gay guy that creates all of that show. And there's a Lanai Kakua somewhere. Lanai Kakua.
Alabama has, I don't know if they offered or signed an eighth grader. I don't know what to do with these stories anymore. They come out. They always seem like a bad idea. I mean, good for the eighth grader. Stupid for everyone else.
It seems like you can do something about this.
It seems borderline creepy.
Remember when
like how much tape of this eighth grader did they watch?
They used to bring in all these high school kids, and most of them would fail. Obviously, you had success stories. Kobe, Garnett, Dwight Howard, etc. LeBron James. But you had millions
Kwame
of
Brown.
Darius Miles. You had Sebastian Telfair. You had all these failures, most of which I can't name because they were so bad I've forgotten about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the NCAA and the NBA said, going to put the kibosh on this.
Yeah.
Go to college for a year. For 1 year. Just 1 year. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the NCAA can say, hey, guys,
fourth of the need
make
education.
Sure these people are in high school first. Because that kid's 4'9", and you're wasting there's a good chance he's going to be 5'3", yeah, and stop growing.
I
got
to be borderline creepy. Like, I don't want the mental image of Nick Saban breaking down middle school football game tape in his office.
I don't think he does. I don't think
This has to be an assistant, right? Like,
yeah.
This has to be some jack wagon
it's
assistant.
An intern.
Who decided.
It's an intern that's going to get reamed out. Because there is so much that can happen
especially
between
if you're Alabama.
Grade.
Like, you know what? If you're Ole Miss and you need to, other than your draft class, is it like,
right.
Like if you're
not a good example. Bad,
if you're Southern Miss and like you're starving for talent, like, yeah, maybe you start recruiting from middle school and hope these guys are still good. But when you're Alabama, you really need to, you know, are we like, yeah, let's step up our recruiting game and just get everyone.
Right.
And shut everyone
and
out.
It just, I played eighth grade football. And when I was in eighth grade, I was the starting center. By the time I was in ninth grade, I was a lanky tight end.
And by the way, what kind of commitment are you making as an eighth grader?
Right.
Everything about my life changed from eighth grade to 10th grade.
Imagine
Am
if
I
you
really,
committed.
Like, my college choice is settled.
Oh, if you committed anything from eighth grade, if you, like,
yeah.
And then you turn around and all of a sudden you're entering your freshman year of college, you're like, I wish I didn't have this Limp Bizkit tattoo. I've bought cargo pants for life. All of these decisions are coming back to haunt me. And I have to go to Alabama, and I don't want to go there anymore. Nick Saban left for the NFL
yeah.
3 years ago.
4 years after I committed. 1 year before I get to school.
None of this is good.
Jacoby Jones going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Good for him.
Good for him. Listen, Dancing with Jacoby Jones is not a star.
He's probably going to win Dancing with the People.
Right. You know, that's the other
Dancing
thing.
Dancing with guys who will be on The Surreal Life shortly.
Exactly. The that alcoholic reality show
yeah.
that the guy from Sex Talk, what was it called? Loveline? Loveline.
Are you talking about Dr. Drew?
Yes, I'm talking about Dr.
Drew.
Dr.
Drew, I always feel a little bad for Dr. Drew. I mean, look, he's making tons of money doing teenage pregnancy and Surreal Life shows.
Right.
But I think he's, you know,
he made his career
on
Loveline.
You listen to him on CNN. I think he's, you know, he's got some insight there, and it's just nobody's gonna hear it. It's like Bill Nye.
Now, if Dr. Drew had interviewed Renaya Tuiasosopo, would he all of a sudden be Dr. Drew Jones or whatever his last name is? What does it take
to
justify Dr. Drew's last name, like Dr. Phil McGraw?
It's a question for the ages. Come back. I don't even know.
We didn't even wrap up the Jacoby Jones storyline.
We didn't.
I don't think
wrap
we need
up
to.
Anything.
Good for Jacoby. These athletes just blow everybody out of the water on Dancing with the Stars, as they should, and for some reason it surprises people. They're athletes. They can dance.
And really, it's Dancing with the Stars. Who gives a rip? Come back. New York Yankees, Curtis Granderson, Johnny Damon, cover two.